This gentle visualization is in the same setting as A Quiet Harbor, The Autumn Cottage, and our Christmas meditations. It is a semi-magical place of complete safety, kindness, and peace. This guided audio recording will help to gently guide you into a deep state of relaxation, from where you will have the option to drift off to sleep. In a few moments, you will embark on a pleasant and gentle journey of visualization that will take place within your mind. To begin your journey, find a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed and sit or lie down. Close your eyes and take a few long, deep breaths, allowing yourself to relax. Just fall into a natural breathing pattern and enjoy this immersive experience. You are standing at your garden gate. The air is fresh with morning, so bright and clear it seems to sparkle like dewdrops on the grass. You spend a moment to appreciate your beautiful garden, your house that overlooks it. You walk through the gate and close it behind you, walking slowly down the small road. It is the height of spring, and everything is so green with growth that the air seems almost saturated with the colour. Grass, leaves, the stems of the wildflowers that froth along the verges of the lane. The branches arch overhead, enclosing you for a moment in a cave of deepest greens, while beyond, the sunlight pours down over the fields. A few horses with long-legged foals graze serenely on the rich grass. One of the foals comes close to the fence, observing you with huge eyes. You often come this way and offer the mother a piece of carrot from your pocket. The foal, old enough now to eat, also accepts a slice. Their warm hay scent is comforting. You come out of the shade to see the bright glimmer of the sea, the roofs of the village where you are now heading. You take a shortcut across an empty field, a little track bordered by flowers. A flock of rooks lifts from the trees, chattering like children released from school. Further away, you hear seagulls. From near the woods, a cuckoo calls. You come to a gate in the field wall, which leads onto the village street. Cottages nestle together around the village green, like children around a beloved grandparent. A few more houses are scattered down near the small harbour. The tide is coming in, and colourful little boats bob at anchor. Swans drift on the water, up to the harbour wall. You stand for a little while, breathing the smell of salt and seaweed. When you are away from here, you know, logically, that it is some kind of hidden place. Like the story of Brigadoon, that only appears to outsiders one day every 100 years. When you are here, however, you don't think about it, only that it is completely safe. That everyone is friendly and trustworthy. That you could leave your house unlocked if you wished. It is simply a place for you to relax and unwind and be at peace. You turn along the street. Cottage windows are open, garlanded by roses just beginning to open. A little stream runs beside the road. People are in their gardens, working or relaxing. and smile as you pass. You come to the small village shop. The owner also runs a tiny cafe, and in warm weather you can sit in the charming little garden and enjoy a drink and something to eat. Today there is no one there but yourself, and you sit down. The air is rich and soft, with the scent of cut grass and May blossom. After a while, you hear the sound of a horse and trap coming along the lane. Every day it passes through the village and around the countryside, picking people up and dropping them wherever they wish. Oldest people in the village say there has always been this pony and trap, a more charming version of a bus service, and free. It is one of the things that makes this place so special. You climb up and settle back as the trap moves on through the village. From your seat, you can now see into the gardens, the vegetable patches and flowers, the velvety lawns, each house has whitewashed boundary stones facing the road. Every window is bright with encircling flowers. The village green and duck pond, where a family of fluffy ducklings swim after their mother. On your right, through gaps in the houses, you can see the calm shimmer of the sea. The road climbs gently through trees until it comes out, allowing you to look across the whole bay. The tree-crowned headland that protects the bay from storms, and beyond, the wilder sweep of the ocean, fading into the hazy horizon. Before you, one road travels on into wooded hills. Another, the one the pony trap takes, curves back inland and down into woods. The fairy woods, the locals call them. The air sparkles green with filtering sunlight, and bird calls echo back from the trees. Late blooming bluebells stretch away like reflections of a cool spring sky. And paths meander here and there. The sound of the carriage wheels and the pony's hooves is rhythmic, relaxing. You sit back, enjoying the freshness of the air. The splintering glints of the sun as it pierces through the trees and illuminates distant, peaceful glades. The road crosses a stream that winds into the woods, and the road gradually turns back toward the village. The trees thin to little fields, small copses, rich farmland where cattle graze or walk down to the stream to drink. Butterflies dance over the road, hovering over the flowering verges. Ahead, you can see the familiar roof of your own house. The pony trap slows outside your gate, and you step down with thanks as you watch it trot off down the road. Your garden welcomes you with a green, flowered embrace. Birds are taking a bath in your bird bath, their wings shaking loose bright water droplets. White doves feed on your lawn. Honeybees drone over the flowers, and the little stream murmurs to itself as it feeds your pond, before running out of the garden under the road to find its way down to the sea. You sit down on your recliner in the shade and close your eyes, relaxing into the peace and protection you always feel here, and in all this area, a place out of time, away from the busyness of the world. listening to the peaceful, sleepy sounds of the doves, the song of the stream, the gentle rustle of leaves in the trees. You feel yourself drifting down, down toward sleep. Safe, comfortable, and serene.